Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Oh, this happened quick. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Tropical Cyclone 16 is out there in the Gulf. It's hungry. It's eating up all the warm water. It needs fuel for its engine to become a tropical storm. And it looks like that's going to happen this afternoon. It'll officially become a tropical storm. So we're definitely going to get some effects here tonight and tomorrow. Luckily, nothing major, serious as of right now, because, you know, these things change so quick, and this thing's moving fast.
Oof.
Yeah, but this afternoon, definitely some gusty winds and rain moving in. I'm looking at, like, depending on exactly who you see, but, like, between 3 and 5 inches of rain possible in the area.
Oh, my gosh. Between, 5 inches of rain?
Well, yeah, but that's from, you know, later tonight into tomorrow night. By Sunday, we should be all good, but early tomorrow.
Right, so by the time the weekend's over.
Right.
Great.
Sunday will be great. You can think about setting your alarm and going back to work on Sunday. It's just fantastic. Early tomorrow could be very tough if you have, you know, outdoor things with the kids, sports, things like that. So tomorrow probably going to be the toughest day. But heads up tonight, too. There's going to be some gusty winds coming in as these storms come in through the west. So I know there is a high tide warning, a watch, actually, for Clearwater Beach, that in north, Clearwater Beach in north. So. Little heads up, but that happens. You know, this time of year is funny. These things can happen so quick. You can get some of those storms that sit down, like the Caribbean, and it's like weeks. They just spin, and they don't do a lot, and you're just watching. Then you have something like this. It just kind of flares up, and then boom, it's going to move quick.
Yeah, so. It's so weird because I had heard that it was supposed to be a nice weekend. Like, I don't know, a week ago or something, you know, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a nice weekend because there's so much stuff going on.
You're going to be a duck. It's going to be a great weekend.
Wasn't it supposed to get, like, cooler, like low 80s cooler?
Yes, right. That's what I had seen.
Yeah. And now that's gone.
Well, you got a tropical thing coming, so yeah, it's not going to, yeah. It's
fast just... forward to now, we're getting 5 inches of rain this weekend. And
yeah,
it'll be raining all weekend, basically.
Soccer games, baseball games, football, all canceled probably for tomorrow, I would imagine.
Man.
You're going to get dumped down by inches and inches and inches of rain. So, but heads up, we'll be watching this. We're watching this all morning to see what happens. Because, of course, there is a track on this thing. And once it becomes a tropical storm officially, and they say it probably will in a few hours, you know, it'll have to get, they'll have to track this. So if it moves a little more south because it's coming from the Gulf, we could see more effects. If it moves more near the north, the panhandle,
no,
Mississippi, Alabama.
I was looking forward to this weekend.
Well, you live inside. We all live inside. We'll be fine.
You have air conditioning.
Yeah, you have air conditioning.
I know.
TV, Wi-Fi.
My outside plans.
Oh, I was looking forward to a total beach weekend, so
yeah.
I'm with you. All right, so that is the latest on that. Get ready this morning at 7:40. We've got Pig Jig tickets, Jake Owen, Saturday night.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
There's Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we're talking about this storm coming this weekend and all the plans, everything getting canceled. I think I saw a text. I do think that Saturday night, Jake Owen, Pig Jig, and we got those tickets at 7:40. Might be all right. I think this thing's going to move in. It's tonight and tomorrow. Early tomorrow is going to be pretty bad.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, and ZBB, Zach Brown, Sunday night.
You're in the clear, right?
Oh, my God. We'll be celebrating this thing leaving. It'll already be gone. So.
And then it's supposed to be nicer weather, too. It's supposed to be a little cooler.
Don't jinx it.
Okay.
Don't do it. I've been waiting for this for 5 months now. Please don't do this.
Okay.
Don't do this to me.
I'm just ready for a little bit of fall.
I know. I did, even though this morning was kind of nice, there was a little breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I felt sort of good.
Mm-hmm. I did. I mean, I'm not trying. You told me not to say anything.
Yeah, I'm ready for like that first bonfire outside.
Exactly.
Ooh, come on.
Exactly.
Even if it's for a week.
Come on,
let's go. All right, it's 7:40 Pig Jig tickets. We got them coming up.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so besides the obvious deep fried Nashville, which... seems like Nashville's has a big taste this weekend here in the Tampa Bay area. Pretty cool. Jake Owen,
yeah.
Tomorrow night, Pig Jig, and Sunday night, Zach Brown Band. But Chris Jansen, talking about making his album at home. This is interesting because, you know, a lot of artists, they'll go and pay for some really big expensive studio, some big lavish expensive studio. Well, he's like, no, I did it in my basement. But the problem with that is you hear all the noises of the kids and my wife, everything. But he talks about how he's going to leave a lot of that in the album. Listen.
You're going to hear slamming doors and kids and pitter patterns and everything. It's kind of mixed now because when you're mixed, you can mix anything in to, you know, kind of muffle it. But I also wanted to kind of leave it in there a little bit because that's real. And I don't think anybody else's record's getting that on it.
That's pretty cool. Imagine doing something and it's like his wife is like, Chris, what are you doing down there? Or his kid's like, Daddy, can you go outside and play? It's like, I'm trying to record an album so we can...
Trying to put food on the table,
trying
people.
To afford this awesome house we
Pipe
have.
Down.
Just let me work. So that'll be cool. Another reason to get that new album coming out from Chris Jansen.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Top three country music downloads in Tampa Bay, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so what do we all spend our money on and download and stream? Here is song number three.
I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life.
Kane Brown, Marshmallow, One Thing Right.
Been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't lie.
What a year for Kane Brown. All right, song number two. Song number two, most downloaded in the Tampa Bay area.
Still. Unbelievable.
You know, it's going to be Christmas week, and this will still be on the top three.
But it's been number one for a long time, and now it's number two.
That streak is broken from being number one. Here is the new number one most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay.
That's been 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Ooh, if that's what it takes to learn, let's be out of yours.
Dan and Shay. With Justin Bieber on this one. So there you go, the top three. Kane Brown, Marshmallow.
Oh, my
then
you
got Blanco
song.
Brown, number two. Dan Shea, Justin Bieber with 10,000 hours.
Admit it. You like it.
I do.
You like it.
I think I said that when it first came out. Kevin was the one I think he said it was a little...
I think it's going to be a big hit. It's just not for me. That's what I said.
It's not growing on you, though?
I love it. Usually what I say when I like, I'm in a restaurant, I try something new, and I go, it's just not for me.
It's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
It already is.
Yeah,
they set all sorts of records.
The most downloaded in Tampa Bay, so already it's a big hit.
Yep.
So, most downloaded song.
Let me just say.
And it's only been out for 2-3 weeks.
I downloaded it today.
No, 2 weeks today.
2 weeks today.
Unbelievable.
That will not be played in my car, I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not for me.
What if it's one of those things that it'll kind of grow on you a little bit? It's not for me.
Well, it'll be playing in my car if anyone wants a ride in my Altima.
Yeah. Call Melanie and she'll drive you around. Y'all listen to Dan and Shay again. Michael Ray is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Melanie's dying to do this story. And I'm like, oh, this is so ridiculous.
What?
She's just, God, gotta do this story. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So this guy...
About the sleep app?
Yeah, yes. This guy. How excited
I just think this story is hysterical.
Kevin, how dumb is this story?
It's really dumb.
So stupid.
Well, sometimes it's the dumb stuff that's the funniest.
I'm with you on that, by the way. That may work. And so here's, in honor of you, this guy downloads a sleep app, mm-hmm. and he's trying to figure out what he wasn't sleeping good, right?
Yeah. So usually it tracks... When you're in your REM state sleep, you know, you're in that deep sleep, uninterrupted, getting the hours that you need. And then on the flip side, it tells you when maybe a dog's barking that you're not aware of and it's waking you up.
You can get up and play back what happened.
Yes, it records any sounds.
Right.
So doors closing, storm, thunder, lightning, that kind of stuff.
And then you can make those changes and sleep better. Well, we have the audio of what this guy...
What
was waking him up and why he was getting terrible sleep.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Melanie was just laughing and laughing. And I said, what is so funny? She goes, this is unbelievable. What was keeping this guy awake? So here it is. This is what was keeping this guy. This is what he heard.
He played it back and he was expecting to hear other noises, like his neighbors making noises and stuff. And that's maybe what was keeping him awake. It was his own self. It was farts. I think it's so funny.
Her eyes are all glassy. She's about to start crying.
He was farting so much while he was sleeping that it was actually disrupting his sleep. And then this app recorded it.
It's so stupid. It's funny.
See?
That's incredibly dumb.
It was ruining his life, and he had no idea. He was exhausted. He went to the doctor. He found this app. I got to figure out what's wrong. Why can't I sleep? And there it is. All right. Well, there you go.
He doesn't even need sleeping pills. He just needs some Beano, and he'll be good to go.
Y'all can text Melanie and tell her if the story was awesome or if it was really dumb. She obviously loves it. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so Melanie's got this wedding coming up. Everyone's heard about it. I mean, there's already one wedding in Hawaii, but then there's like another wedding for friends. It's two weddings.
Well, yeah, so we eloped in Hawaii.
Right.
And now we are having the big reception party.
Celebration. Yes. A massive celebration.
Celebration.
Be good. But you got to deal with like wedding registries and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, we're kind of stuck right now because Brian doesn't want to do the traditional registry.
Where you get online and you buy stuff and then it shows up at your door.
Yes.
Why not? That seems to me like that's great.
He makes a really good point, though. So we only have a one-bedroom apartment. And
you don't
there
want too
is
much stuff.
Very little storage. And we are already at just capacity.
Why not put on your wedding registry a storage unit as one of the things?
Because
I bet you no one's thought about
that. Somebody could actually buy you a storage unit, and then once that happened, then everyone else could send you all the gifts right to the storage unit.
Yeah, but then all the gifts would just go into storage.
You get a home, a bigger home, yeah.
Yeah, but who knows when that's going to be? Do you know the prices of homes in St. Pete?
But imagine,
yes, we do.
The pressure to get a home once you have all this storage unit with cool stuff. Like, that would, if that doesn't motivate you, you know what I mean?
I can't have more stuff. I don't want to pay. We already pay $50 for this little locker storage thing. It's like a little cage, and there's already enough stuff.
Is it $50 a month?
Yeah, it's $50.
$600 a year
and
for
it's
a cage.
All the Christmas decorations, oof. Halloween, just basically anything like air pumps, like mattresses, like blow up mattresses, all the stuff that you don't know what the heck to do with, and you don't have a house. So you got to put it in the storage.
What are some things on your registry that you would want that people may find weird or
money?
It's a GoFundMe is what you're saying.
So here's the thing is that now we're at this point where he doesn't want a registry. I understand why. I just think people are going to buy you stuff regardless. And wouldn't you rather them buy you stuff on a list?
So what do you do?
Out?
Like, do we show up at the reception with a gift or do we send it to you ahead of time?
I would love if people just either sent it ahead of time or if you just bring an envelope or whatever, you know, because then I don't have to transport the gifts.
Do not buy her a blender because she wants an envelope with money. That's what it sounds like.
No, so the newer trend is the honey fund. And I think this is a great idea, but family is giving it mixed reviews because they're saying it's like a GoFundMe. They're like, so you're just going to invite people and expect money.
So is that what you're expecting? Yeah. I'm waiting for the rest. I felt like it was like dot, dot, dot.
Well,
and I'm like, all right,
the answer
what
is
it
breathe, inhale, pause, and now.
What does it matter if you're getting someone a mixer for $50 or giving them $50?
I don't
have room for a mixer.
You're not going to use it on the mixer.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You can't go to Target and buy something with the mixer, but you can go with the Target with money and buy something.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. All right.
Is it tacky to do a honey fund? I love the idea.
No, I'll be honest with you, I think it's easier to just give people money anyway or a gift card or something.
Saving you a trip to the store, I'm saving you time
wrapping
on Amazon.
Wrapping and carrying stuff. And then my thing is with the big thing is like, again, you just walk in and give it to you? It's so weird.
And I'm like, thank you. This just added one more thing that I need to transport somewhere from the venue.
Right.
And,
how is that all going
to
work?
I don't know. I have to enlist a family member to gather up the gifts and make sure things don't go missing because you hear those stories too.
Stressful for a lot of people, even us. Now I'm listening. I don't know what to do. All right.
Just a card would be great.
Okay. That's it. Card it is.
Target gift card inside.
Hey.
No,
yes.
She said a card. I'm just going to fold up this paper.
Oh, it's a handmade card.
Dear Melanie and Brian, congratulations. You guys are the best. Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
It's pretty good.
Just go ahead and save that for the reception.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So that's it. 800-992-1099. How did you handle the registry? Isn't that card nice?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
How did you handle it? What are ideas that you have to help Melanie? 800-992-1099. Is that okay? Like the honey fund? Is that cool? You're fine talking about it. That's what you'd rather have.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you think that there's some gifts that I'm maybe not thinking of that we could put on a registry that wouldn't go to waste.
Yeah, and if you want to
don't take up too much space.
Yeah, because you don't have the room right now. Mm-hmm. I do like the storage locker idea. Somebody give you that, and then you fill it up.
And then all the gifts you guys gave
are just
sitting in there.
But it's motivation to get a big home. I like that motivation. Think about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Love you too. Love you too.
Aww.
Yeah, love you too.
It's Mark and Melanie's I Love You, Man. Can Mark get a man to say I love you?
Love you too. I love you too.
I love you, man.
Gonna call a rig repair shop. You know, this. They fix big rigs, tractor, trailer, stuff like that. I'm going to call and tell the guys I love them. See if they'll say, I love you back. It's I love you, man. It's uncomfortable. But this is how we roll. Here we go. We're ringing. Yes, let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
How we doing?
Well, hanging in there, partner. What's going on down at the rig shop?
The brake shop?
Rig. Didn't you guys fix the rigs down there?
Yes, sir.
You got the rigs going?
Yes, sir.
I drove by not long ago, and I saw y'all hanging out in the parking lot, and I said, that looks like a nice group of guys down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just want to call and say, I love you, man.
Hey, we love you back.
Hey, I love you, brother. Next time I see you, I'll pull over. I think I'm going to give you a big hug.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I love you.
All right. Love you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Couldn't get enough love out of this guy.
No.
Wow. He was passing out the love left and right.
That's a great way to start your weekend.
It really is.
Aww.
Nice guy. A lot of love down there at the rig shop where they're fixing rigs.
Anyone needs new friends, man.
No, man.
Those seem like some good guys.
That's my guy down there. Those are my guys. All right. We got an I Love You Man. And up next, Pig Jig Tickets with Jake Owen. We shot to win after Zach Brown Band, 99.5 QIK. Jig tickets. Tomorrow night, show is sold out. Jake Owen, but we got it for you right now. All right, Cora and Natalie winning one of the last pair of Pig Jig tickets in the Tampa Bay area. All right, Cora, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You're going to name one thing in that category. You'll have 5 seconds to do it. After you do, Natalie, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing, and then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay, we're
ready. This weekend, John's Pass Seafood Festival. Name seafood. Cora, go.
Stonecrab. Shrimp. Lobster. Mussels. Mullet. Clams. Grouper. Cod. Snapper. Sardine, oysters, tuna, hogfish, catfish, sushi, raw diablo, salmon, eel, flounder. Pull it. No crab.
Five seconds was up. Cora, you have got the tickets.
Yeah, my husband's a fisherman, so that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, my goodness, what are the chances?
I know, that's crazy.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
It was meant to be, Cora.
Cora, well, the seafood has got you into Pig Jig, kind of ironic. But
I wanted to go.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're in there. All the pork you can eat tomorrow night and Jake Owen. So congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
What's your favorite whistling song? Favorite song to whistle to? Don't Worry, Be Happy?
That's the song I like to whistle to.
You're a good whistler. I can't whistle very good.
That's really good.
You can't whistle?
It's terrible.
Oh, sort of.
It's really bad. My kids are like, Daddy, whistle. I'm like, I can't. They're like, oh, all our friends' dads can. I'm like, cool.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to be such a cool parent.
Yeah,
I can whistle.
I get that a lot. Kevin, you're probably a good one. Yeah, you're good.
I can do it.
What song's
or
that?
Out.
In or out? Whoa, you're like an ambidextrous whistler.
Whistle while you work.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one to whistle.
Yeah.
So we've got a list of the best whistling. People are like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The best whistling songs, and we're going to play them for you next as they're being whistled. If you want to text us, what song do you find yourself whistling a lot?
You can't help but be happy, too, when you hear these.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this Dirk's Living, I find myself whistling or trying to whistle, too. I like it.
Trying
to. Dirk's Living. It's the weekend. I tell y'all, live. God, I love that song. Gosh, I love the song. Live. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So these are the best songs of all time, the best whistling songs of all time. Now, Melanie, you just whistled your song. Do it again real quick because you're a great whistler.
Oh, well, I was whistling to Dirk's.
No, but yeah, I know, but the one that you... Yeah. Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe 1989 also.
Lord have mercy. You didn't have to remind us of that.
I was a whole 12 months old.
Back in the 1900s, whistling songs. Yeah. Right. All right, so here are the best whistling songs of all time. Text us yours, 800-992-1099. Oof. Oh, boy.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses called Patience. This made the list at number one.
Yay!
Look at it. Bobby McFerrin. That was 1988, by the way.
Oh.
Winds of Change.
Oh, I love this song. It reminds me of that YouTube video of the dad and daughter singing
it's
together.
Called Home, yeah. It's made the list. This is number five. It's by the Black Keys.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sitting on the dock, it's Otis Redding.
Oh, so good.
I'll buy you lunch if you can tell me what year that came out. I'm looking at it.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
It is Otis Redding, right?
Can you tell me if it's in the 60s?
No.
No, then I'm wrong.
Well, what do you think?
I was thinking like 67 or something like that.
What's your official guess?
67.
Oh, it's 68. Oh, so close.
No free lunch for you.
No lunch
for you. I was off by a year on both my songs. Darn it.
Anyway, those are the best whistling songs of all time. And Melanie, you know what? You're right. Like, just to hear songs being whistled, boy, you feel happy, don't you? It's kind of like light. It just feels good.
Yeah, you don't just walk around angry whistling. You know what I mean? When you're whistling, you're in a good mood.
Now, that is a good point. You don't hear a lot of angry...
Just try it in your car.
I'm trying to think of like an angry song to whistle to, and it's like it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like it's like what's an angry song? I don't even know what an angry song is.
Like, can you imagine someone walking down the hall whistling happy, and you're like, just a happy song, and what the heck's wrong with that guy?
Yeah,
but just walking around whistling, he must be in a terrible mood.
You don't hear people whistling like Megadeth, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Symphony for Destruction.
You don't hear that, you know? It's just not, I don't know. It never became a thing, whistling angry songs. So we're good. We're happy. It's happy songs. We got your texts coming in. Songs you love to whistle. 800-992-1099. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Soon to be Tropical Storm Nestor trying to get itself together out in the Gulf of Mexico and moving towards primarily right now the Panhandle. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's been watching this since late last night because this thing got itself together pretty quick and it is racing. It is on the move. So right now for the Tampa Bay area, it looks like the effects will start to feel in this afternoon. Going to be gusty winds. You'll have showers on and off. That rain becomes heavier tonight and into tomorrow. Tomorrow's really the day we're looking at, especially late morning into early afternoon for a lot of the showers and gusty winds. Now, of course, that's the forecast based on the track. Now, as we know all too well, these things can change. So if it moves a little bit more to the north towards Alabama, Mississippi, our effects will be lower. More to the south, our effects will be greater. And Clearwater Beach, especially if you have plans, they are under a tide advisory. So some of those waves there could approach 3 to 4 feet is what they're saying. And again, that could all change depending on the track. But right now, that's what it looks like. But start to expect those effects this afternoon with gusty winds and rain. They're saying somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 inches for the area. That's total from tonight into tomorrow night.
Man, so if this doesn't work out, you should really think about being a weather guy. That was thorough.
I think I'm going to think about becoming a weather guy.
Yeah.
He's a weather spotter. He's certified.
I am confirmed. Yes, certified.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Well, I'm confirmed, certified.
It's in color. It's printed out. Yeah, it's in color.
Where is your certificate from
actually,
the Weather
I'm
Channel?
I'm confirmed in the Episcopalian Church. That is, I was confirmation. That was confirmed.
Oh, okay.
You're right. I am a certified weather spotter.
You're confirmed and certified.
So if things go bad weather-wise, I can just pray. And,
there you
know,
go.
So that's,
done.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point and we can just, you know, I don't think, I really honestly, I don't think it'd be, this would be a very big inconvenience tomorrow.
I know, because I love going to the Saturday morning market down in St. Pete, and yeah, it seems like it's going to be a very wet one tomorrow.
A lot of stuff to keep an eye on too, you know, because I know people got plans for a seafood festival. But the good thing about this though is it's a quick mover, so it's really going to zip by. I mean, so we'll have some moments there where it's, you know, it's just gusty winds and stuff, but it's going to keep going. You know, some of these storms we had this year, not us, but, you know, I was thinking about the Bahamas and everything. Their storms move so slow.
Yeah.
They sat there and just days and days of it. So not the case, but we do want to keep an eye on it for you because we know you and your family have plans this weekend and sports, the kids, and all kinds of stuff. So keep you updated as the situation unfolds.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, Illinois. So this guy had a warrant for his arrest. It was a forgery warrant. He tried to give the cops a fake name when they caught up to him. The police approached him. They said, hey, is your name Matt? And he goes, no, I'm not Matt. If you're looking for Matt, you got the wrong guy.
Not him.
Here's the problem. And one of the police officers brought this up. He said, well, you have a neck tattoo, and it says Matty B on it. Since your name's not Matt, who is Matt that you tattooed their name on your neck? That blew up his plan.
Oh, my gosh. He got his own name tattooed on his neck?
Matty B, right on his neck. He was arrested. Man, when you, I'm looking at the tat. I mean, it's right across his throat. Matty B. And there's no denying your name's Matt. I mean, I'm sorry.
Matty B.
I mean, unless that's your dude, that's you. That is you. That's Illinois. Let's go to Louisiana. 27-year-old guy. Well, he got caught with meth. And the cops, they found him walking down the street. He was screaming at nobody, really at himself. So somebody called 911 for a wellness check. They found the meth on him. And they said, sir, what is going on? What is the problem? He said, I'm having a horrible day. They said, why? And he said, because SpongeBob SquarePants had stolen some of his paperwork.
Mr. SquarePants, I'm afraid you're under arrest.
I have watched so many hours of SpongeBob SquarePants in my life. It's unbelievable.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Right. And I've never known him to do anything like this. Steal anything, meth, nothing like it. It's just not who SpongeBob is. He's a good guy, cares about his friends. The police also agreed that SpongeBob was a good guy, cared about his friends, wouldn't do this. And this man,
Squidward, maybe,
was arrested. Oh, Squidward, watch your back on that Squidward. He's a nutbag. Well, he would be north of Florida. He's a nutbag underneath Florida because he lives under the ocean, right? Or something like that. All right, there's your nutbags north of Florida. 99.5 QIK, and Dylan Scott is on.
It was a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.